Dungeons and Dragons, but in the modern day and set in, well, in Northumberland, or according to my accent, somewhere in the UK? Hello and welcome to the D20 Future Show. I am, as always, your host and your GM, Richard. This episode sees the continuation of our now almost decade-spanning short series of Everyday Heroes, originally commissioned for Evil Genius Games' Kickstarter campaign so many moons ago. The game is not only successfully kickstarted, but is now available in all friendly local gaming stores, online retailers, and may even be at a gaming convention near you. Our fortnightly Twitch stream, the D20 Future Show Live, has slowed up in recent weeks, and so you may have to keep an eye on our socials to find out what we're up to and when. We were playing the real-time strategy game Red Alert last week. We may even return to my Deus Ex playthrough. Who knows? Either way, do keep an eye out. Do come and join in the fun. Back to our actual play. Our heroes, agile hero Philip Romano, smart hero Dr. Gethin Roberts, charismatic hero James Jones, and wise if troubled hero Lance Blakely, also known as the Cheese Squad, are part of the UK National Crime Agency's Paranormal Investigation Squad. The Cheese Squad have been sent by their commander, Victoria Mistyleaf, to investigate the disappearance of a couple, the Carringtons, in a small northeast town called Nether Wolsdale. So it must be time for me to say, previously on the D20 Future Show.
I'm Alid. I'm playing Dr. Gethin Roberts, a forensic pathologist smart hero, and I'm looking for answers from the great beyond.
And Adam...
Yes, I'm playing Philip Romano. He's a former police officer. He got kicked off the force for bundling an investigation into some drug... I don't know, drug stuff. So yeah, he joined the squad.
Hey, I'm George. I play Lance Blakely. He is a ex-detective who was relegated to the paranormal squad after losing his mind, essentially, after his daughter went missing in a case that he was unable to solve, and is now somewhat a functioning alcoholic.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm playing James Jones, a charismatic leader who is rocketing his way up the police force before being politically outmaneuvered and thrown sideways and downwards into the paranormal investigation squad.
You're getting shot at. Shoot back.
Okay, fair enough. No, well, no.
That's not... Doing the sensible thing is not Philip's jam.
No, it's not.
It's a bold strategy. You've got a natural 20 on your persuasion roll, you jerk.
Why are you here?
You want to
Why are you attacking us?
Because you're here. It's none of your business.
We're just here. We're just looking for some information on a missing family. That's all.
You definitely want to know. You definitely want to get involved in this.
Put your weapons down and let's talk.
No.
I rolled a 20.
Yeah, that's why they're not currently shooting at you, Adam. That is a hit.
Oh, dear.
In that case, I am down.
So get into full cover behind the rock.
But in 1d4 hours, in 3 hours, he'll recover to 1 hit point. There you go.
Yay.
You hear a kind of a rev of an engine, and up the hill speeds a blue car. There is a squeal of wheels, and it takes off south.
I thought there were trees. I was in a bush. I thought there was trees. Shut up.
It's 3-1. That's the first round of combat. Not combat, of chase. Next round.
Go again?
Yep.
12 again.
Okay, these guys have also got 12, so that's a point to each of you. So it's 2-4. Now, a sheep runs into the road in front of you. So you're going... So that's your complication.
I'm going to avoid a sheep. Okay.
So you're going to make a dex save.
Oh, okay, 18.
Yeah, you manage to swerve around the sheep. However, you start to see the car as a bad thing happens.
What?
Because they failed.
Oh, okay, that's good.
And then you're going to do the normal driving check.
16.
16, okay. You are now, it's 4-all. So you're now right behind these guys.
Woo!
As they go round another bend.
Yeah, well done, sheep. It's a police sheep.
Go for it.
It had a big hat on. I've changed my dice, and that's 17.
17, yep, okay.
While Alex's unconscious body's like, call for backup. No.
Okay, so that's 4 turns. Okay. Now you see that the this corner as that you're both having to take right now, there's quite a lot of fallen rock on it. So this is going to be a DC of 15.
Or road maintenance. Or road maintenance. DC 15? Oh, yep. That's a no.
Okay. This is a challenge. How much have you failed by?
Well, I got 7, so I'll let you take it from there.
You've got 7 and you needed a 10. Oh, sorry, you needed 7 and you needed a 15. So
I've got by more than 3.
You give a point to the other side. They skid around it. They kind of drift around it. Tyres spinning and off they go. You overcook it.
Yep.
Pull it. Give me a deck save as you attempt. No, give me a driving check. Give me a driving check as you attempt to kind of turn this into a J turn.
They mean the same thing to me. They're +4 both sides. Oh, yeah, 22. Yeah, smashed it.
22. Okay, yeah, so you pull it. So these guys are now, they're a bit ahead of you as they as you go through. That's round 5. Let's have another driving check.
7.
So you failed, but not by much. These guys, on the other hand, have fluffed it. Woo! So the blue car you're chasing puts 2 wheels over the edge of the road into the hedgerow. We've got 2 wheels into the hedgerow, and then kind of squiggles out, swerves out and onto the road. And you are, once again, you're right up behind him.
Oh, wonderful. Can I do like a pit maneuver? Is that like a thing that can be done?
There is a causing a crash.
Can I shout out of the window, stop?
Yes, yeah, you can absolutely do that. Are you going to wind the window down?
No, because I feel like you'll somehow make that...
Make fun of you? Yeah, I think I probably will.
Car explode or something by doing that. And just make the car explode. It was a tripwire. You fool!
So, travelling speed, here we go.
I imagine it's just windy windows, isn't it? Like, button windows. So you're not.
Yeah, we're not in the winding windows anymore. Electric.
Okay.
No.
Unless for some reason people decide to go really retro with it.
Okay.
So are you going to attempt to pit the?
I need to get them to stop, don't I? So I think so.
Okay. You're going to make a driving roll. Against these guys' driving roll.
I'm just watching Alex's face. I'm not sure Alex approves, but he's unconscious. Oh!
Your dance and Richard's face palm tells me that this might be good for us.
That's
in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, so this natural one says that you,
what a waste.
Pull alongside.
What a waste of a nat 20.
And nudge the back of the car, causing it to spin into a hedge. That's not how this chase was supposed to go, by the way. That's not how the story goes. But
before anything else happens, can I do the radio thing so Alex doesn't shout at me? Because then I feel like I've satisfied Alex at least.
You pit the car, it smashes into the hedge, spinning round. Here we go.
Woo!
Damaging vehicles, no crashes. Vehicles in chases, bumping, no driver taking the wheel. Risking a crash. Nope, we've had a crash. Vehicle crashing damage.
It's a bit late for
if the
that.
Check fails, the vehicle crashes. If it is not already totaled, it takes damage as shown on the table above.
I feel like crash modifier. It's like you crit failed, I crit succeeded. I feel like it should be totaled. Just by anyway.
Tell you what, roll me 4d6.
Whoa! 1 minute. I get more d6s. Big numbers. Whoa, there's some big numbers there. 17.
Okay, yeah. It's now facing backwards, half in a hedge. The airbags have gone off.
Yep.
The car is not moving anymore.
And I radio for police assistance so that my Alex doesn't shout at me.
Who are you radioing to? Other members of the National Crime Agency?
Whoever Alex told me to radio when he was unconscious.
Alex's character is unconscious, so...
I'm unconscious. You have a police radio and are a police officer. I feel you should know who to radio when you get shot at.
I'm a former police officer. Thank you very much.
He's in the National Crime Agency. he's in the National Crime Agency. That's what he is.
I feel like my instinct... would be to have called, I can't remember the names, Lance and Herbert, I can't remember the names.
Gethin.
I knew it was a weird name. But obviously, I can't do anything with that this week. So
correct.
That would be my instinct, would be to, guys, there's been a situation, you need to get out here yesterday.
Okay. Let's say that's what happens. You radio them, you tell them you're half a mile north of Netherwallsdale in pursuit of suspects. They've crashed their car, and you're on the scene.
Then once they're done, can I call for an ambulance? Because I'm going to assume they're not well. Because that's also a sensible thing to do. So like,
but you been, can.
I work for the whatever it's called. I remember called PIS. I keep calling it PIS. That's all I remember.
The National Crime Agency.
No, us.
Yeah, the Paranormal Investigation Squad is part of the National Crime Agency.
Okay. Fine, whatever. So I'm part of this thing, and I've had some crims, and there's been a crash. I need an ambulance because they might be injured. I don't know yet. I've not been able to check, but they might be injured. Send an ambulance. Woo! And then I'm going to go and...
But that's DuckTales.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go and check out... I'm assuming Alex is okay. Not Alex, sorry. I keep calling him Alex. James. I'm assuming James is okay.
James is buckled in the back seat. He's fine.
He's sleeping the sleep of angels. So yeah, I'm going to go and check out the vehicle.
Okay, as you reach the vehicle...
With my gun out.
Two people have set off on foot. They are running. The driver is not moving.
Is he dead? Can I do a death check?
Make a medicine check.
Oh, who knows? Who knows? His forehead feels okay. That's all I can say.
You check his forehead, do you? That's the thing you do with crash victims, is just wiggle their heads a bit.
Yeah.
He doesn't respond to your head-wiggling action.
Okay, that's fine. Well, the ambulance are on the way. Can I try a... You two, stop.
Yes, you can.
An intimidation? Is that a kind of intimidation? I mean, it's impossible to.
You could use an intimidation if you want.
With advantage.
I'll tell you, they do not.
With a blurry 20, do they not?
No, they do not. They are running. They are heading towards Netherwallsdale, but they are not stopping.
I feel like I should stay at the scene. I was going to say at the scene of the crime. I'm not a crime. They're a crime.
No, they're criminals.
They're a crime.
The crime is the thing they did.
Did you see what they were wearing? That was a crime.
Okay, fair enough. I mean...
I don't know what's up with me today. This is what happens when I'm not in work. I get worse somehow.
Right.
I'm off work this week and I get worse.
Who would have thought accountancy was the thing that kept you grounded?
It kept me normal, at least. It made me see people of the names.
Sure. It kept you normal.
Ames just deals with it. People in public, I have to behave in front of people in public.
And yet, here we are.
So, yeah, and then I try and make a note of... Of like the approximate direction. I know I said into Little Billingsley.
Netherwallsdale.
Little Billingsley.
So they are heading into Netherwallsdale.
Okay, so I just know they're heading to town. I'm assuming I can vaguely remember what they look like.
Yeah, I'm good at pictures.
Yeah. Am I able to, using my arts and crafts, which are fantastic, we decided last time, even though I'll get a plus one, can I do like a quick, like, I've got a thing for drawing at the minute.
I mean, you're going to sketch two roughly medium-sized men in
Looks.
Dark hoodies.
I'll just try and just make sure I commit to memory what they look like, so I can do like a.
So you haven't really seen their face up close.
They were two men.
They were two men.
We have about 3,000 men. Gather them all up. They're all on trial. Do like the
oh, you're just gonna, you're gonna get the entire population of Netherwallsdale and put them
all
on trial.
All the men, because you specified they were guys, so the women are fine.
I did.
The women are fine.
Okay.
The women can go about their law-abiding business. They're not law-abiding, they're on the lineup too. But that's beside the point.
Okay, right. So that's currently the plan, is arrest the whole town.
Half the town.
Half the town.
Yes.
Okay, but threaten the other half with arresting them if they break the law.
I think that's fair. Isn't that like police's job? Don't break the law, or are you getting arrested? What's like the point?
I'm in danger of putting some satire in here, so I'll move on and I won't talk about
and then
policing parties. I won't do it.
I wait around for the ambulance and whoever else is coming.
Okay, it is about 20 minutes. Before the ambulance arrives.
Cool.
It pulls up.
You're still unconscious, aren't you, Alex?
Yeah.
He's
unconscious.
I love it.
So one of the ambulance crew comes to you. The other two go straight into the car.
Oh, yeah, we got shot, didn't we? Let's deal with that as well. I was like, yeah, I got shot, by the way.
I guess we're going to kind of sort of gently free from this over the next half an hour or so. They treat your injuries as you take a short rest, as you each recover one hit die.
I've only took one, so that's fine. I'm not even going to roll.
If I remember rightly, you gain a second hit die, or you double your hit die if you're being treated.
I had one health off.
For first aid.
So, double it or take a second?
Double it.
Double it.
Okay, that's good.
Full health?
I'll take that because I rolled well.
Cool.
Okay.
And is the Crim alive?
No. So as you're treating the injuries, the two other ambulance crew come to you and say, "No, he's a goner."
I was trying to think of a way of getting him to talk more, but it just ended up being a bit grim. How did he die? Well, you tell us, you were here.
Well, he appears to be suffering from a gunshot wound to the chest.
What?
And really? And of course, massive trauma from the car. Yes.
When did he get shot? I didn't shoot anybody.
Oh, sorry. James shot him then.
Okay, fair enough.
I think quite early doors.
So he was number. He was number two.
Yes.
He was number two. Number two's gone.
Number
right,
two
write that down.
He's dead.
Number two's dead. We're looking for one and three. Have you seen them? No, I don't ask that.
You don't ask if they've seen number one and number three. That's good, because that would be an insane thing to ask. Because they are real people with full names and things.
But we haven't learnt them, so they know them as one and three.
True. Yep.
So
there's no way you can learn the name of a dead man.
Does he have a wallet? Does he have his driver's license on him?
Would you like to make...
Is he driving without a license and registration?
Would you like to make an investigation check?
Am I back conscious again?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Can I supervise Philip?
He's back in the room.
Make an investigation check with advantage as James supervises Philip.
Because I don't feel like Philip should be trusted on his own.
A blurry 20.
Yeah, you find this guy's wallet. His name is Chris Sargent.
1 minute. I don't have any paper. I'm going to write it on my whiteboard. What was his name, sorry?
Chris Sargent. Adam. You didn't even bring a pen and paper. You didn't even come with the intention of taking notes.
No, I didn't. You're right.
In fairness, every time I have taken notes, I've never taken them on pen and paper. I've always taken them on a laptop anyway.
Yeah, but Adam didn't even think of using his laptop to take notes.
Nope.
It didn't even cross his mind. He was like, pen and paper is what you need.
I've got two screens, one of which is you guys, one of which is my character sheet. There's nothing I can do with that.
Chris Sargent.
Yeah,
you see from his driving license, his home address.
Oh, you're going down the... you're nicked, Sunshine. No, he's already dead. I can't remember what it is.
Arrest is not so much of a threat to a dead man.
So that's something to investigate. Did I do good?
It is. You could call it a lead.
Did I do good? Am I a good boy?
You're a good copper.
Still not entirely back to full health. Yeah, you did okay.
I want to reiterate that this is not the character I planned on playing. This is just me. I'm not a good actor. I just become me. Okay, so seeing as I'm still in charge, apparently, because you're still not well, because you're not stopping me, so, and I'm on a roll now. I did well. I'm buoyed with confidence.
I'm just sat there, like, facing hand on the back of the ambulance, just letting you run free for a little bit, because I'm too out of it to deal with you.
Well, I assume at some point, like, that, I'll be like, do I have like a badge number or something? Like, is there like a do I have like a reference that they can be like, send me the medical or like medical reports or something? And because I'm assuming I need to write up a report. I assume
You will at some point have to write up a report. That seems likely.
So can I give them like my like reference number so they can send me anything that I might need, and then I can leave them to it.
Yeah. So you hand over your
badge
you
number
give them a business card. That's probably the easiest way of doing that.
Just be like, send me like a summary or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. They agree to send you a summary.
Well, you know what? You whatever a policeman needs for a dead body. I don't know.
Okay. They suggest calling the police because of this crash.
Oh yeah.
We called emergency services.
Well,
and described the situation.
That's their problem. If they're not good enough, that's their problem.
They say, right. we'll call the cops.
Are you all right to deal with this?
Don't you worry. You've got your.
We've got something to investigate.
Your serious crimes to be investigating. Yeah, national crimes.
How's your day been, by the way? How's your day been? Just.
I saw my first dead body half an hour ago.
Really? Are you a new man?
Look,
a new man.
I didn't really want to talk about it. I've got I've got paperwork, and he makes his excuses and starts to fill in paperwork.
I want to hear more voices. I'm surprised you didn't pick me up on new man, but okay. Because I can't remember. Paramedic, that's the word. I don't remember the word. So I, at some point, I'm assuming we end up back in the car, because obviously they need to go and do their stuff.
Are you going to drive back to Netherwallsdale?
Well, here's what I'm going to open up a conversation. I'm going to say, James.
Yes.
Question. Do you think it's worth us going back to investigate where we were? Bear in mind that the car's burnt out. There's going to be little to nothing in that car, but there might be something in that little fort. Or do we head back to town and look into Chris Sargent?
I was actually having the same dilemma myself. I thought that it might be worth still investigating around that area just to see if there was anything that we
could. I do like one of those wicked, put my foot down, spin the car.
We've clearly lost the trail of these guys for the moment. We can
But we've got a name. Page. We've got a name, so we can investigate later.
It's been some time, so let's go back to the car and investigate around there instead. Yeah, I agree.
I do the sickest J-turn you could ever possibly imagine.
I put my hand on his shoulder and say, stop.
Before or after the J-turn?
After the J-turn.
After the J-turn, okay, that's fine.
Okay, make me a driving check as you attempt a J-turn. What was his score?
Sorry, 19.
19, yeah. It's awesome.
Wicked J-turn, yeah.
It's a wicked J-turn.
I put my hand on his shoulder and say, stop.
I become Will Smith for us. I don't know why I imagine Will Smith doing J-turns, but
no
I do
need
Will Smith doing J-turns.
Get out. I'm driving.
Okay, so you pull like a J-turn and then pull away sensibly, stop, put on your four-way flashers,
swap
places, and then you drive to the
to
the place. Give me a, let's say, survival roll as you as you attempt to. Is that a thing in this game?
But starvation or something.
Yes, survival is a thing.
No.
If survival is a check.
Yeah. So
have we not had dinner?
So survival, yeah. Make a survival roll as you try and find the place again. Okay.
I'm not driving. It's fine.
It's coordinates.
You didn't. You were told to just head up road.
We can head back up road.
Roll me a survival. Don't argue. Roll me a survival check.
We were on a road. We were told to go up that road. We went up that road, and then we found a thing on a road.
And then you took place in a high speed chase.
We're only doing a chase for about a minute.
10 is my roll.
I got a 6. I got 5. So yeah.
Yeah. You find your way back to the place. It takes you a little while, but you find your way back.
Shall we have some quick dinner as well? Because I've now got food on my head. I have sandwiches. Do we have sandwiches like a packed lunch?
Did you pack a packed lunch?
Yes.
Then sure. As you make your way back to the fire has gone down, the now burnt out shell of a car.
Have a quick look at the car.
I am going to do a combing investigation around this area and suggest that Philip
helps
me. I will. I will be a good ex-policeman.
Is combing investigation a specific skill that you have, or are you just describing the investigation you're going to do?
No. I'm just meaning I'm being really meticulous about it.
Okay. Give me an investigation roll with advantage, as Philip is helping you.
Natural 20.
Woo! We find literally everything. We find out the big plot point in the story.
You find a script. It says,
we find Richard Wandrively.
After the car chase leads everybody back. No. Okay, so.
I had a +4 with investigation as well, but nat 20 supersedes that.
That's right, it's pretty good, pretty awesome. So, you, as you search the area, you find, obviously, bullet casings.
Reasonable, yeah.
For the rounds fired at you from the hill fort, you see tyre squeals from where the car you've chased and crashed and is now being investigated by a presumably thrilled police officer. You can see that it looks like the car was probably a wet day when the car was driven down. And then around it, it's kind of hard. A lot of the forensic evidence is destroyed because the car has been blown up. But you can't see the sign of, like, any stuff in there. It kind of... You're expecting, if this couple were holidaymakers and they left the B&B, you would imagine that their suitcases would be in there. You don't find any evidence of that. You can see that the car keys were left in the ignition. You find the round casings from the rounds that you fired. Doesn't seem to be any other sign of violence. As far as you can tell, the two events are the car was driven here and abandoned, and then later the car was blown up.
Are there like footprints or anything? Like, can we see footprints heading anywhere? If it was a wet day, there should be footprints.
So there are some footprints, but hard to say whether those are from the day where this. I mean, there's not like, you know, a neat set of footprints leading away from the car or anything. There are some footprints around, but you don't know whether they are from the events today or for the events when the car was abandoned. And it's hard to say how long the car was abandoned for.
Well, do we know how long they've been missing for, at least? Were we told? Okay, that's me asking you.
Yeah, so they've been missing for a few weeks.
Ah, okay. So it's not like 2 days ago.
It's not like 2 days ago.
Okay, fine.
Okay, in the meantime, Dr. Gethin Roberts and Lance Blakely have been interviewing members of the public in Nether Wallsdale to try and get some more information. Let's have an investigation roll with advantage from Dr. Gethin Roberts.
That's a 17.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You spoke to a number of people. You get the impression that the police did not do much of a job investigating the missing people. As far as you can tell...
Surprise, surprise.
The policeman, whose name was, checks notes, Colin Sobel. Colin Sobel essentially did just enough to establish that the car had been seen driving north and lost interest, and the reports that you've seen corroborate this. And very few people managed sort of saw or even spoke to the Carringtons. It seems they arrived relatively late at night and stayed for one night in this bed and breakfast, and then the car was seen driving, but no one person can say they definitely saw the Carringtons driving the car north. You also get the impression that there's something that people aren't saying, but you weren't able to get to the bottom of what it was.
Hmm.
That is what you discovered with your investigation.
In particular to the Carringtons, or in general?
Roll me an insight check.
That's a 19.
To do with the Carringtons' disappearance, it's almost as if they're answering your questions, but they know something that they're not saying. But if you press them on anything, they just sort of shut down?
Rough them up.
Yeah. That's certainly my MO, is roughing up.
It's to beat people up. So, yeah, you press people on it, you sort of threaten, cajole, you do pretty much everything short of pulling a gun and putting it on there against their forehead, which is not in the police style. Certainly not on the street with a random member of the public.
Why not, please?
And I don't have a gun to pull on people anyway, so...
And you don't have a gun. I think Lance is in the car. The only person who seems to be packing heat as they just walk about is Philip Romano, who's a dangerous man. How dangerous is Philip? What are the residents of Nether Wallsdale hiding? And what does it have to do with the Carringtons? Find out the answer to some or none of these questions on the next episode of The D20 Future Show. Harold says that Alid is looking in tremendous shape, and he wants to know if you've lost weight.
Maybe.
There you go. Alid's fitness journey is something he's deeply committed to. Let's see if I can... Cool. Well, according to Harold, that's hot stuff there. And cut away from the embarrassed Alid.